This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Unintended Peril by Dick Narvette. It sat on the shelf behind a T-Rex action figure and a feminist coffee mug with the saying, "If they can put a man on the moon, why not all of them?" Finding a laptop in Mr. Choppa's secondhand shop was like discovering an Apple Watch on an Egyptian mummy. Vern latched onto it immediately. It was the size of an IBM ThinkPad, yet felt incredibly light. It carried no manufacturer's markings. He had come to this place of discarded treasures to find a gift for his girlfriend. The occasion was the first anniversary of their life together. The laptop, however, had brought out the geek in him. He felt guilty about buying it, but eased his conscience by picking up the mug for Elena. Vern carried his finds to the shop owner's desk.
Excuse me, Mr. Choppa? I'm wondering if this laptop works and how much you want for it. It isn't marked.
Mr. Choppa looked up from his jigsaw puzzle.
If it works? Who knows? You found it where? Never mind. $20.
Smiling, Vern handed Mr. Choppa a 20, plus another dollar for the mug, and headed out the door into the brisk morning air. The next time Mr. Choppa looked up from his desk, it was to the sound of heavy breathing, as if someone were rushing to catch a departing flight. A most unusual customer stood before him. The man's features seemed exaggerated, yet were indistinctive. He could just as easily have been in his 20s as in his 50s. His black hair, perfectly parted to one side, lay flat against his head as though painted on. He was smartly dressed in beltless black slacks and a long-sleeved blue shirt, which appeared to have no buttons.
The computer. Where is it? I must have it.
The man's lips moved as he spoke, but he exposed no teeth.
Computers. Always computers, said Mr. Choppa. I have no time for computers. My only one I sold this morning.
You sold it? To whom? I must know.
Mr. Choppa pointed out the window.
It is surely none of your business, but to the young man who rents that house across the street.
The strange man turned and raced awkwardly to the door. Mr. Choppa shook his head.
You would think it a matter of life or death, this computer, he muttered.
Elena poured the fresh brewed coffee into her mug.
I hope he didn't spend all of next month's rent money on this fine present, she yelled.
Vern called to her from the next room.
Lena, come here. Looks like this baby works. It's firing up.
Elena carried her coffee to the living room, where Vern's newfound laptop was just coming to life on his desk. The screen lit a soft red. The dark outline of a circle formed, with an arrow protruding from its 2 o'clock position.
What kind of operating system is that? Looks like the symbol for a male, she said.
Or Mars.
Mars?
Yeah, it's also the alchemical symbol for the planet Mars.
The symbol slowly faded, leaving a lone folder marked Avatars on the computer's desktop.
Looks like the machine's pretty clean, except for this, Vern said.
He clicked open the folder. A list of individual files appeared, each labeled with first and last names. Just then, they heard a pounding. Elena looked towards the front door.
What the?
The pounding grew louder and more frantic. Vern right-clicked on the folder and hit Delete, then quickly rose from his chair to investigate the clamor. By the time he reached the door, the pounding had stopped. He looked out. The street was empty. Dick Narvette is a retiree from a prior life in international business and independent film acting. He currently resides in rural Pennsylvania, where he writes flash fiction and poetry. Unintended Peril was previously published in 365 Tomorrows.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you liked that story. I really like this one because there wasn't that much detail about what was actually going on. You get just enough information to gather the main twist, and your brain fills in the blanks. It's a fun little technique that a lot of authors tend to use, but rarely so well or to such a large degree. I've heard of this technique referred to as cow tools, based off a Far Side comic by Gary Larson. It's got a couple of cows and they're looking down at these really weird-looking shapes. The point is, you give the reader just enough details to make their imagination do the heavy lifting. They come up with all the ideas about what actually is going on. Dick Narvette did a perfect job of this in this story. I, for one, would love to know what the Martians were doing on Earth, or how their laptop ended up in a thrift store. What's going to happen now? Did they actually die, or were these just 3D projections of them? I have no idea, but it was so much fun. I hope you guys geeked out about this one just as much as I did. If you did like the story, be sure to leave a thumbs up and a comment on YouTube. Or if you're listening to the podcast, I could always use more reviews on Apple Podcasts. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.